GOP leaders are unveiling a short-term funding plan that will avoid a government shutdown. The measure would keep the government funded for another 4 weeks and is set up to shut down if lawmakers can't strike a deal on a budget by Friday. Joining us now is California Playbook Politico reporter Carla Marinucci. Good morning, Carla.
Hi, good morning. Good to be with you guys.
It is good to be with you. There's a lot to cover here today, but we got to start, though, with a possible government shutdown that could be here by Friday. What is the latest? Are we getting any closer to an actual deal?
It's hard to say at this point. President Trump last year was talking about the need for a good government shutdown. Now, this week he's criticizing Democrats for not making a deal. The Democrats are holding tough with this issue of DACA. We have Congress people from the Bay Area like Ro Khanna saying they will not vote on a government funding plan, on a budget, until DACA is settled. And if there are talks going on, but the fact is, this is a big hang-up for the Democrats. California particularly has a big stake in this. There's 220,000 DACA recipients here, more than any other state. So you've got a lot of folks from the California House delegation who are saying, no way, no how. We're not voting on a budget plan until the president works this out. But of course, his hang up is the funding for the wall. And that's an issue I think Democrats are going to have to work out with them. There looks like there could be some efforts to at least put off or at least provide provisional funding for a few days until this is settled. But the fact is, this is still a drama that's ongoing in Washington.
Carla, I so want to ask you my Antonio Sabato Jr. question, but I'm going to hold off. Here's my question. If a tree falls in the forest and nobody's there to hear it, did the tree fall? If they hold a debate for potential California governors and nobody pays attention, did the debate actually happen?
It's a very good question, Larry. Right now, voters aren't focused on the California governor's race. The fact is, this is going to be one of the most important races in the country. This is the person who's going to head the sixth largest economy in the world. So you're going to hear more about it, and I think people will be more focused when it comes toward June. We at Politico have a whole series of forums coming up in February where we're going to sit down with these folks one-on-one. I think there's going to be controversy. There's going to be questions, hard questions asked on a lot of issues, and that will ramp up voters' interest. But you're right, Antonio Sabato Jr. and his past appearances in Playgirl and other places, that's an interesting issue as well, don't you think?
Okay, we'll pass that to you. So here's the deal. You guys did cover, they had the actual first debate with the potential governors of California, and you guys said that Gavin Newsom clearly is the standout. Is there any way that Newsom does not win this thing?
There are lots of things that can happen in politics in a few months, so you can never say never, but the fact is that Newsom has the money. He's got the experience when it comes to public speaking and when it comes to just addressing issues out there. He really has an edge, it seems, over the rest of the candidates. But I wouldn't count anybody out at this point. There's always headlines and things that can happen. Stuff happens, as you know, in politics, Larry. And so Gavin Newsom has to be careful. He has to be cautious. But there's no question about it. Right now, he is the front runner. That makes him the mark for the rest of the candidates and a target. And so we'll see how that plays out as we head towards the June primary. That's going to be a critical first step in this whole process.
Would it be a complete failure for the Republican Party if they did not have a candidate in the November election?
Good question. I think it would be yet another sort of indication that the Republican Party in California is on the skids. Right now you've got three major Republicans in the race. Every time another one gets in, that increases the chances that a Republican will not end up in the general election. This is a top two primary. The top two candidates of either party end up in the general election. So the more Republicans you have, the lesser chance that somebody is going to be able to get into that two position. I think that maybe some of these candidates will be persuaded to drop out. And we'll see how that plays out. It's a good question. If the Republicans don't end up in the final, boy, that doesn't say a lot for the future of the Republican Party in California.
I know we have to go down, but I just got to get this in. I love that my favorite campaign for governor is this guy, Vivek Viswathian, who's going to put on neon shoes and run the entire state of California.
He's actually running for state treasurer. We interviewed him yesterday. This is a 30-year-old guy who is graduated from Harvard, has a JD from Stanford, MBA from Stanford, went to Oxford, worked for Hillary Clinton, and now is a special advisor to Jerry Brown's office, and he's 30 years old. It shows you the power of the immigrant. His family is from India. And I think this guy is somebody to watch in California politics, no question about it. He jumped into the treasurer's race yesterday, and this is just an indication of how interesting California politics is going to be in the next year.
I'm sorry, I'll have to admit, I stopped listening after Neon Shoes. That one just kind of blew my mind a bit. Carla, it's a pleasure always talking to you every week. We'll talk to you next Wednesday as well.
With you guys. Thanks.
That is a California playbook reporter for Politico, Carla Marinucci.